Hey guys, welcome to Genocide Tonight, a show where we discuss genocides that have happened or that are happening around the world. I'm your host, Sophia.
And I'm your other host, Ryan. And tonight we will be discussing the Rwandan genocide.
I gotta be honest, Ryan, I wish we weren't doing this podcast tonight. This genocide was one of the most tragic events of the century.
I completely agree. And if you ask me, I think that the U.S. should have helped these innocent people more.
Before we get into this, let's give the listeners a little bit of background info. Apparently, the reason why the U.S. did not help as much as we wished is because as soon as Bill Clinton and the administration heard about the genocide, they decided they wanted nothing to do with it.
To add on to that, not only did they not want to get involved, but they intentionally refrained from using the word genocide, which would have forced them to make it more of a priority and take action.
Okay, enough of us giving away all of the information. Let's turn it over to Keegan Boyce, an interviewer who's about to interview Bill Clinton.
Hey guys, today I'll be speaking with former President Bill Clinton, who was in office during the Rwandan genocide. Mr. Clinton had a lot of control over the efforts the United States chose to put forth. Mr. Clinton, why didn't the U.S. intervene?
It would have taken a while to mobilize and go there.
How could the outcome have differed if you had decided to put troops in Rwanda?
If we'd gone in sooner, I believe we could have saved at least a third of the lives that were lost.
In what ways was the U.S. able to help Rwanda and the United Nations peace efforts?
I directed the Pentagon to establish a safe water supply and to distribute as much water as possible to those at risk.
How would you defend your choice not to intervene?
I think that the people that were bringing these decisions to me felt that the Congress was still reeling from what had happened in Somalia.
What could have happened if the United States had decided to make more of an effort in Rwanda?
We probably could have saved 300,000 of those people's lives.
What other problems have been created as a result of the conflict?
The flow of refugees across Rwanda's borders has now created what could be the world's worst humanitarian crisis in a generation.
To summarize this interview, Bill Clinton failed to give the Rwandans a formal apology even when visiting the country. He spoke about his regrets regarding the U.S.'s lack of action in multiple interviews. Overall, Clinton constantly put blame on other individuals in order to make himself look better.
We have a few interviews recorded. Let's look first at a soldier's point of view.
So I stood up and I said, Henry, we're not going to run. We're not going to abandon the mission. And we will not be held in history of being accountable for the abandonment of the Rwandan people.
We can get a better idea of what happened in the government listening to an interview from the UN ambassador, Madeleine Albright.
I listened to the discussion very carefully in the Security Council, and I could see that our position was wrong, and especially in listening to the African delegate, Ambassador Gambari from Nigeria. It was very moving on this.
Now, finally, let's hear a survivor's point of view.
I saw my dad being killed and fed to the dogs to eat. I survived by hiding under dead bodies, mass graves. I lived like a wild animal, hiding in the bush, but always expecting that I would be killed. I was only 7 years old. I was taken to a refugee camp. It was a miserable life with every kind of diseases. It was life with no food. Life with no security. The only wish we had was to be killed and leave the misery behind. But luckily, I survived it all. But my eyes saw what no child should see. And my ears held what no child should hear.
All right, well, that's it for this podcast.
We hope you all enjoyed this segment and learned a bit more about the Rwandan genocide. Make sure you email us about your thoughts on the conflict and how our podcast influenced your views.
Listen in again next Thursday to find out what topic we will be discussing next on Genocide Tonight.